My name is Sean Mays. I'm with Dylan Tillery. We are here at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus with Quinn Din and Lou Din. And our purpose here today is to interview and see what it's like being an ESL student and what college life is like with TCC. And this is going, just to remind you, this is going to go onto the OSU's oral library database. And today's date is September 24th, 2019. So, how y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Doing well.
I'm doing great, thank you.
I'm doing pretty good.
So can you what can y'all tell me? Can you tell me a little bit about yourselves?
And I start studying here for 3 semesters, and after school I go to work, and I just live here for 3 years, and I really like go to school again. And I don't know about the major, my major in the future. And just now I just study English. And when I'm done this semester, the next semester I will go to the college.
Oh, okay.
And this is the first semester for the graduate student. I'm study IEB program. So after semester I will go to the college and study my major.
Oh, okay. How old are you two?
I'm 24.
I'm
28. 28?
Yes.
And you are from
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And you said you've been here for
3 years.
3 years, yeah. And
3 years.
So did y'all come together?
Yeah, and
with my parents.
With your parents.
Yes.
So how do you get back and forth between your house and school? Y'all drive or take public transportation?
I drive.
You drive?
Yeah,
I go to school with him.
Oh.
Every day.
Little brother's the driver, gotcha.
I can ride in the highway.
Okay. I don't blame you. Did you drive back in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tried.
So how's it is it different from here than it is over there?
Yeah, the first thing is the restaurant. In Vietnam, you have a lot of the street restaurant, but in the United States, I don't see the street restaurant very much.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you came out here with your parents. Mm-hmm. Or do either of you have your own family, wife, husband, kids, anything like that?
I have my wife in my country, and maybe she can go in here for 2 years later.
Okay.
But now I'm single, but I will get married next year.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're getting married next year?
Mm-hmm.
In America. And then your wife is still in Vietnam,
yeah.
And hopefully she can come out in 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Where do you live at? You reside in Tulsa, or do you live in one of the surrounding cities?
In Broken Arrow.
In Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
Do y'all live together?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you compare Broken Arrow to wherever you were from in Vietnam? Like, is it like more calm, more chaotic? Because I mean, Tulsa drivers can be pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna be honest here.
Yeah.
Like I lived here my whole life, but I don't like Tulsa drivers.
In my country, they always use the motorcycle. Just the rich people, rich family, they have their car. And traffic in my country is very terrible. They don't have the light for the motorcycle, the light for the car. They go together.
Mm.
But at night or in the evening, they have more light. It's brighter than here. Than here, it's no light in here. Too dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you said you have a job.
Yes.
What do you do?
I do in the nail salon, the nail technician.
Okay. Yeah.
Same.
No, same thing. Yeah. Okay. Do you like it?
No. Because the work is girly and I.
Yeah. Where do you guys work at?
I was in Bisbee.
Okay.
Uh-huh. In the first, when I start my job, I didn't like. But now I like because I have the nice customer. They talk a lot with me and they help me improve my English. And when I say I go to school again and they agree with me and they say, if you need help something and I will help you, they're good. So I love my job because I love my customer.
Okay. Yeah. So you said it helps you practice English talking to the customers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the reason that you want to learn English? I mean, is it for the job or is it for a future job?
Yeah, for my future job.
And what?
This job too.
And then this job too.
Yes.
Now I heard that in Vietnam that y'all start practicing English out there. Is that true? Did you know English before coming to America?
Yeah,
just a little bit, but in Vietnam you don't talk the English very much, so yeah. They don't consume the English, mm-hmm. Just talk Vietnamese.
Yeah. And it just teach you the English when you in the middle school, high school, just like a subject in class, like math, physics, something, and when you go home, you done. And when you have a job, if you work in the American company, you talk English, but we just work in the Vietnamese company, you just talk Vietnamese.
Okay. Uh-huh. So
and the English in Vietnam, they teach you the grammar a lot of, but they didn't teach you the speaking and communicate with.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Supposedly y'all can write a sentence a lot better than I can because of the grammar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the pronouns is different.
Yeah.
Because the Vietnamese people, they teach you about English, not mm-hmm. American.
Yeah. English for Brighton, and it's the American English.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have any hobbies that you do while you're not working or at school?
Yes,
I like soccer.
You like soccer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like traveling and watch TV. Sometimes hang out with my friends, swimming. But travel is not now. Cause I want to save the money for school.
So you like playing, is there a reason that you like playing soccer? Did you play it in school and then you just like doing it, or?
It depends on your friend. When I studied in the school in my country, I played in the tournament of school, and when I play with my neighborhood, I just play some the match.
Where do you play at out here? Do you play out here? Do you play soccer out here?
Yeah, but last year.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite pro soccer team?
Yeah, the Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
What was a normal day like in Vietnam for you? Like what was your daily routine consist of? Well, you know, you get up, brush your teeth, get dressed, go to work,
mm-hmm.
come home from work. I mean, how does that work out? How's that work out there?
SSI. You say SSI, right? You know, in my country, they stop. Usually, the time for work, they stop 7 to 5. Most people, they get up early at 5 and they running outside, and some people after work and they running outside. They don't go to the gym too much. There's a light running outside and you have the fresh air.
No. Yeah, I heard pollution's pretty bad out there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Was there any challenges in learning or communicating in English? What were the difficulties in learning how to speak English?
I think everything is not difficult too difficult, just because I sigh when I talk somebody, and so I don't learn very well.
I think vocabulary.
The vocabulary. Yeah,
so sometimes you know, but you don't have the words. You say, you describe your idea.
So how did you communicate when you first got here 3 years ago? Knowing very little English, was it difficult to communicate?
Yeah.
You just kind of point at what you
The body and
Sometimes I say with them and you speak slowly and they speak slowly. And sometimes the first time in the airport, and they said, I didn't understand anything. And I said, can you write out? I can drive, I can drink, but I can hear because they talk so fast.
Right.
And I know.
What was the easiest way for you to learn English? Was there an easy way to learn it?
Watch the TV, watch the American movie.
Okay.
Talk with American people.
Same for you?
Yeah. Same.
Watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
America's favorite pastime. what was your childhood like out in Vietnam? I mean, did you?
I think when in Vietnam, when you study and after you graduate the high school, you have a big exam to go to the university. So I think it's a challenge.
Okay. Would you change anything about your childhood? Like, did you have a pretty good childhood growing up? Would you change anything?
Yeah, I have a good childhood.
Maybe you shouldn't have jumped off that curb and broke your arm or something. Nothing like that.
No.
Okay. So what are the cultural differences between America and Vietnam?
First, when you see the new person in my country, they usually say hi, hello, how are you? What do you do? How much do you earn a month, like the salary? But in the American, I think they don't ask about your income. It's the personal.
Right.
In my country, they usually.
Yeah, it's usually considered bad manners to ask about somebody's pay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you said you were getting married next year, right?
Uh-huh.
So are you going to have a traditional Vietnam wedding or are you going to have an American wedding? You're going to do both?
I just do the traditional wedding.
How different are Vietnam weddings to American weddings?
Mm-hmm. In American wedding, before you have to engage, the man have to buy the ring, the big ring, right? In my country, no. They just have the pairings when you the wedding day, and they share the money each other with the wife side and the husband side. I think in here is the wife side they pay for everything.
Well, that's the traditional
way. Yeah. The man just buy the diamond ring.
Yeah. Pretty much. So no white dresses at the weddings or anything like that.
I have the red, traditional red in my country.
Traditional red?
Yeah, the red color.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see here. Do you plan on staying here in America, or do you plan on going back to Vietnam?
Stay living here forever.
Staying living here forever. Yeah. Same?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because in education is good in here. The food is good. In my country nowadays, the foods have a lot of chemical. It's not good for your health. Yet, important. All my family, they live here. My parents, I have my parents, my brother, and my husband in the future, and I don't have the recent combat in my country.
Okay. Yeah. What's your reason for staying?
I think same. Huh?
Yeah, the same as
When you have a kid and your kid have a good education, so you don't need to in my country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, in my country, when the kid they in the kindergarten, high school, middle school, you have to pay the money for school. And here it's free for the school. You have to pay the money. If in my country you don't have money, the kid don't know how to write, don't know how to speak. It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the kindergarten, you have to pay the money.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... everything in my school pay the money.
That's interesting. Staying on the topic of education, is the school system like it is out here? You have kindergarten and then grade school and then middle school, high school, and then you go to college?
Yes.
And it's the exact same, huh?
Yeah.
Except you gotta pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So let's jump back here into Tulsa. Where's your favorite place to go out here in Tulsa?
No, because in Tulsa it don't have a lot of people and don't have the Vietnamese restaurant, so
I like the gatherings playing the park, the big park in the 31st and Riverside.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go there too?
No.
No, no, no. That's sister's thing, huh? Do you like attending TCC?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you find out about TCC?
I heard my customer and my friend, they talked to me about TCC.
I searched by myself, and I asked about my friends. They live in another state. They say, and you find the community college is good for you.
Was there a certain reason you chose TCC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why did TCC just stand out to you for some reason as opposed to another community college?
Yes.
And what was that reason? There was other community colleges.
Yeah.
What made you choose TCC?
TCC.
The major.
Your major. Yeah.
Engineer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm about pharmacist. I have more option. Business. Pharmacist or the nurse. I medical assistant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want something medical or prescription wise. And you said engineering. And what, like structural engineering?
I tell you, I like the mechanical.
Mechanical engineering. Okay. Have you made many friends here at TCC?
Make friends. Have a new friend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you made new friends?
Like in your class that you're in there now, make friends with your classmates?
Come with them and talk with them. Yeah, I talk a lot.
That's all right. So you've made friends here at TCC, but you haven't made any outside of TCC?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah. Co-workers?
Yeah, co-worker. And some friend, they're from the same country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Co-workers.
Yeah.
So, are you enrolled in any other classes besides the ESL class?
No.
Nope. So you just come here.
Yes.
And learn to speak, and then go to work and go home, huh?
How often do you guys come here? Is it like Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday?
Monday to Thursday.
9 to 2:30.
9 to 2:30.
Wow. Yeah. That's my day with 3 classes. Wow.
At 5 classes.
5 class? Wow, okay.
And after that, I go to work.
Oh, really? Wow, okay, all right. You guys got a busy day from Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, no kidding. So, are there any American traditions that confuse you?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how about holidays? Do you have y'all celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything like that out in Vietnam?
No, we just have the Christmas. We don't have the Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Lunar New Year. Yeah, you know, in American, it's just a day for the New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my country, when they celebrate the New Year, at least 7 days off. Mm-hmm. Oh, some people take a month. Yeah,
in the Lunar New Year. Oh, see, I've read about that.
Yes.
How they last some last a week long, and y'all are up till 6 o'clock in the morning partying. Oh,
you know,
man.
In my country, they celebrate the Lunar New Year the same way with the Thanksgiving in here. Mm-hmm. Everybody come around when they go far from house and they work, and in this day they come back home.
Okay.
Yeah, by the same difference in here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any role models or a hero that you look up to?
German?
Who'd be a good role model, Dylan? So like a role model, Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, you know, he'd be a role model to future astronauts. Do you have a role model or a hero? I mean, it can even be fictitious.
Idol, right?
You do?
Idol. No, I don't have the idol.
Oh, you don't have an idol?
Yeah.
Oh, an idol.
Yeah.
So not Superman or no nothing?
No.
Oh.
I just have somebody I say, oh, it's the good person I will follow and do that. And have it's have me feel better when I feel bad. Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
my uncle.
Your uncle?
Yes.
Okay.
He has the hard time. When he's moving, he has the 3 kids. And no wife because his wife died. So, and when he graduated, he 40 over 40 years old. He overcome everything, and he's good person. And now his wife died for I think 25 years or 20 years, but now he's still single.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He loves his husband so much.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And Lou, you still there? You don't have nobody that you look up to or anything like that? So, as a whole, how would you rate Tulsa in general? Like, is there, say on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it? as in, you know, people wise, obviously the traffic is probably a little bit better, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about motorcycles splitting you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So how is has it been a good experience for you?
Experience for driving?
No, just the Tulsa in general.
Like what? just your time here in Tulsa.
It's good experience. I didn't hang out very much. I don't know.
And you have.
I don't know about a question.
So so your experience, you haven't had anything really bad happen to you in Tulsa.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, the tornado.
Oh, the tornado. Yeah, so no tornadoes in Vietnam, huh?
No, never. Yeah. And snow.
And snow,
yeah.
Y'all.
Never snow and tornado.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that like, experiencing snow for the first time?
Yeah, snow.
Very exciting?
Yeah.
Because this is the first time I saw the snow. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And my experience when the snow, you get up early to clean your car.
Yes.
And when the tornado, when you hear alarm the city, mm-hmm. and you go sit in the middle of the room at home.
Yes. was that a scary thing here,
yeah.
in the tornado sirens?
Yeah.
So we really didn't touch on religion. Are you religious?
Yeah, the same religion.
The
Catholic.
Same religion.
Catholic.
Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you practicing Catholics? Do you go to mass and everything?
Yeah.
You still practice?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the dominating religion in Vietnam?
Yeah, in Vietnam.
Yeah,
yes.
Is Catholicism?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are there any, like, older religions that are still being practiced in Vietnam? I'm not really sure, like, what religion, way back when was being practiced when, like, in Vietnam. But, like, are there any, like, older religions that were prominent in Vietnam before, like, Catholicism came over there? All that stuff still being practiced to this day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What religions are those?
Vietnamese Jews. And they have the Vietnamese people.
Oh.
They separate every Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you try and convince any of your friends that are over in Vietnam still? Would you try to convince them to move to America?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I have my friend in high school. She moved here and she told me, when she graduates, she get the degree and she come back in my country, and I say no, I don't come back.
You come over here.
Yeah.
What about politics? Are you engaged in America's politics? Like, how do you feel about Trump? Donald, our president? How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I think he's very difficult for the immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. I believe that is all the questions that we have for you today.
Yeah.
Would either of you like to add anything? Any last minute comments or concerns?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. All right. Well, we'd like to thank you for your time.
Yes.
And just a reminder that this is going to go on OSU's archival library. And, yeah, I'd Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes. You guys the same major, different major? You guys choose the same major in the future?
We are actually probably different majors. I have a major in science.
Science?
Yeah, I'm majoring in science.
I'm majoring in nursing.
Nursing?
Mm-hmm. And when you will transfer in the OU, right?
OU or OSU, I haven't really decided yet.
OSU have a nursing too?
OSU actually has a really good nursing program. I wouldn't say they're better than OU. Like, they're probably good. They're good, yeah. And they're both own aspects, but I just haven't really decided which one I want to go to yet.
I just want to study in the Tulsa. I don't want to go to the Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oklahoma City can be pretty... Yeah. Oklahoma City's pretty bad, yeah. Especially with the drivers. Probably not as bad as Vietnam, but, I mean, they get pretty bad out there.
Yeah.